SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A major victory for Senate Republicans and President Trump last night.
The Senate has passed a six-month spending bill.
The yeas are 54, the nays are 46. The bill is passed.
Hours before a government shutdown and overcoming sharp Democratic opposition, Democrats were confronted with two painful options, allowing passage of a bill that they believe gives President Donald Trump vast discretion on spending decisions, or voting no and letting a funding lapse ensue. The bill also includes a spending fix for the District of Columbia that allows the district to keep its 2025 budget intact rather than having to roll back to 2024 levels. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says there's nothing hostile about the tariffs President Trump is imposing on Canada and Mexico.
Who can argue against the idea that if some country charges us X to export our products, we should charge them the same? I get it. If you're a country or the EU that's benefiting from the status quo, you feel it is hostile to change the status quo because it's to your benefit. The problem is the President of the United States is looking out for the United States.
The President has placed 25% tariffs on all imports from Mexico and Canada, set to go into full effect in April after 2 months of various suspensions, including a lower 10% charge on oil and energy products coming in from Canada. The tariffs ostensibly about stopping illegal immigration and the smuggling of fentanyl. The President also expressing concern about closing the trade deficit with those countries. Former Senator Jim Talent says it should come as no surprise that green card holder Mahmoud Khalil could be deported for committing crimes in connection with anti-Semitic demonstrations.
If you're not a citizen of the United States and you are here by sufferance of the American people and you violate our laws, you can be expelled.
Senator Talent interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. The effort to officially ban female pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention is not over yet.
An amendment that would have done just that fell short in a vote in last year's SBC Summer Convention, but a group of clergymen say they will introduce it again. The amendment would state that the denomination will only affiliate with churches that, quote, affirm, appoint, or employ only men as any kind of pastor or elder as qualified by Scripture. This year's SBC Summer Gathering is set for June 8th through the 11th and will take place in Dallas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two public school districts and several parents are suing in Pennsylvania in a bid to end anti-discrimination laws that allow boys to compete against girls in sports. The court action comes amid debate in Pennsylvania and the nation over males invading female athletics, as well as their bathrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms. The lawsuit could be successful, and the Pennsylvania government will no longer be able to investigate complaints. This is SRN News. President Trump wants the U.S. to take over Greenland, but Greenlanders say they don't like that idea.
Greenland's likely new prime minister is rejecting the president's effort to take control of the island, saying Greenlanders don't want to be a part of the United States. In parliamentary elections this past week, Jens Frederik Nielsen and his pro-business party were victorious. He said Greenland wants independence from Denmark and doesn't want to be taken over by America. Donald Trump recently said he expects the U.S. to get Greenland one way or the other. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Cuba has suffered a massive power outage affecting Havana and the country's provinces. It's left millions in the dark. Cuba's Ministry of Energy and Mines said at about 8 p.m. local time last night, a power outage struck at a substation on the outskirts of Havana, and it caused what the government called a significant loss of generation in western Cuba. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.